The recent salmonella outbreak has now made more than 1,000 people sick. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and it makes this the worst case of food contamination in several years. Federal health officials still suspect raw tomatoes were the source, but they're also looking for evidence of salmonella in other salsa ingredients, including jalapeno and serrano peppers and cilantro. Regardless of what fruit or vegetable is to blame, the outbreak has taken a big toll on the tomato business, as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates now reports.
California provides about half of the domestically grown produce that's sold in U.S. markets. Some of it stays in the state, like the fruits and vegetables being sold here at the weekly farmers market in downtown Culver City. There are gorgeous peaches in full blush, picture-perfect carrots, and aromatic basil. But the overflowing pyramids of tomatoes that would normally be here aren't much in evidence this week.
Maybe these farmers don't choose to bring them because their sales are so low because of the press.
That's Donald Yasukochi. He owns Valley Heights Ranch in Oceanside. Even though the FDA doesn't suspect California tomatoes, the salmonella scare has clearly hurt California growers who are just starting to harvest their tomatoes. Yasukochi estimates his own sales are down about 60%, but he feels fortunate that tomatoes aren't the bulk of his crops.
We don't have big acreage of tomatoes, but the people with big acreage, I mean, it's really killed them.
Killed is a painfully accurate description for Tom Nassif.
For our industry, this is tantamount to economic capital punishment.
Nassif is president and CEO of Western Growers, a cooperative association of farms in California and Arizona. The FDA warnings have depressed Western tomato sales so thoroughly, Nassif says, that some of his members say there's no point in even bringing their produce to market.
Our folks are not harvesting, many of them. They're letting them rot on the vine, or they're out there bulldozing the plants in the fields in the hope that maybe they can put in some other crop that may gain them some revenue to make up for the lost revenue in tomatoes.
Nassif believes that when the FDA issues warnings before it has a good handle on the possible culprit, the economic devastation goes far beyond farmers.
The people who pick in the field, the workers who grow it, the workers who harvest it, you affect the packing shed workers, which affects the truckers.
The biggest fear, Nassif says, is that this year's tomato scare could end up being last year's spinach scare, which affected markets worldwide.
These outbreaks and advisories have long-term effects on consumption patterns. We never regained our market in spinach, even though that was an isolated incident potentially in one field or one processing plant on one day.
Back at the farmers market, Colleen Sutherland admits the advisories have put a dent in her business at Lark Farms.
People were just scared because of the news that tomatoes and not knowing where they came from.
Robin Mergio shops farmers markets in order to know where her produce comes from. She explains why she's not afraid to eat tomatoes from Lark Farms' Denise Charles.
I come here to buy tomatoes this very stand every week, and so I always get delicious tomatoes. Nothing's ever been wrong with them, so
hydroponically grown in a greenhouse, so they're not sprayed with anything. So you're not going to, there's no risk.
For the nation's tomato farmers, though, perceived risk is proving to be as economically devastating as the real thing. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.